Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
The next guest is known for her sultry voice, delivering heartfelt lyrics, and offstage known for her support for human rights causes throughout the world. And later this month, she is going to be in the Three Olympia before heading to Australia and New Zealand in March. Great to welcome Mary Cock to the studio.
Good morning, how are you?
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I believe you got two £7 presents for Christmas.
My daughter Claire had twins on the 23rd of December. They were home for Christmas.
Oh my God.
And I'm dying to put them up on my socials, but they're a bit young.
You're being barred.
You saw them. They're so beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. And to be home a day later is
fairly
impressive.
Like, it's unbelievable. Then three kids at home as well.
You might just come into the mic a little
loads
bit there.
Loads of help, though. Loads of help.
Well, this is it. So you're all living up in the sugar loaf now together. Is that
we
it?
We all live not too far away from each other at all, yeah. So that's great.
And it's kind of a remarkable story. They bought the house you originally wanted. Was that right?
I tried to buy a house years ago, 20 years ago, when I left Bray. And I was outbid and I was very disappointed. Mm. And then the woman across the road, there's only three or four houses up there on the little lane. The woman across the road said, I went up to say goodbye to it.
Right.
And John and I used to walk up there and look out at the big sugar loaf. And it's a beautiful area to walk in. And she said, are you Mary Coughlin? And she was about well into her 80s. And I said, I am, yeah. And she said, would you like to buy my house? And I said, I'd love to buy your house. I said, he's selling it. Well, I'm thinking about it. So 2 years later, I bought her house, but she changed her mind.
Oh.
I paid a deposit. I mean, this is very, very stupid of me, you know. So then I went looking for another house in the area, and there was another house. So I got in contact with the woman, but she was already in a nursing home.
Right.
And she'd left the house to her nephew in Australia. So in a roundabout way, we got two houses in the end. That the woman changed her mind again and went to an assisted living place in Wicklow, and I got the house, but more than 2 years after I initially thought so, and then
right.
I had to knock it down and build it up again, you
right.
know, wait for planning permission and all that, you know.
Well, in fairness, you couldn't live in a nicer part of the world.
That's beautiful.
I was trying to think of what point to jump off in your life and career, because there are so many when we're having a chat about it. But one caught my eye. I've never met someone who's trained in shamanism before.
Oh, stop.
What drew you to that?
I don't know. I kind of always into alternative. I'm a hippie.
Right.
You know, I grew up in the 60s. Well, the 50s and the 60s. I'm coming up for my 70th birthday now, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. But shamanism, yeah, I left the Rutland Centre, I don't know what year it was, 1992 or 93, and I got into, you know, different kinds of healing, meditation. One thing leads to another. Meditation is the gateway drug to shamanism. There was a guy called John and Karen Ward, our two shamans, and they were lived up in, you know, where all this cobblestone, near the cobblestone. And they have a thing called, I wasn't expecting these questions, Shlian Cree, way, path of the heart.
Right.
And there's no drugs involved.
Okay.
A lot of shaman stuff is very dodgy, and
right.
a lot of kids are getting into it and taking ayahuasca and all that stuff. And that's like really dodgy.
Yeah.
But this is just breath work and learning about nature and the land. And one of my first tasks ever was to go to the house that I was just after buying and sit out there all night long on my own up on the side of the sugar loaf and to build a little fire and to kind of just be there for the night.
And what was that? It was that cleansing? It was that, like,
I don't know what it was,
blessing it? Or
but I was never afraid after that. It was really weird.
Because I was, it could be an isolating place, I'd say, if you're up
there. Yeah,
and
you'd have to hear noises, you know, the noise, and the deer are all over the place.
Right.
They'd come down and look at you, you know, they'd leg it away again. You know, it was really, yeah, but I was scared and I really didn't want to do it. And I was saying, I hope it rains and I'll have an excuse to go inside. But I stayed there all night and I did my little intentions and I burnt them in my fire and my, you know, anyway.
Mm.
And that was my first kind of task to do. And then we'd go up to this place up in Dundurry House.
Right.
In County Meath. And we'd do weekends there. Just all good fun.
Yeah.
You know.
And did you find, because like, I've heard you talk about using your songs as...
I'm a music, yeah. They told me that my music, my voice was my medicine.
Right. And so, is that in terms of singing it and getting the emotions out? Because like a lot of your lyrics are about hard times in your life as well.
Yeah.
So do you find, like, is that a cleansing for you or how does it work for you?
Since I did that, I go, you know, I plant myself on the stage, even if it's just for 30 seconds before the gig, and I put roots in.
Mm.
It sounds kind of stupid now, but it comes out and it's comes from a much deeper place now, you know, and I'm not afraid of my voice.
Mm.
I'm not afraid of going. I used to stand like years ago with my eyes closed, my hands in my pockets, like rigid in front of a microphone, terrified. I remember the first time I came to Dublin to the Olympia, did it for 5 nights and I didn't enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, I enjoyed seeing my family in the box and I enjoyed this, that and the other. But I love singing now. We did a gig the other night and it was just like, it's just incredible, you know, to see people's reactions. And it was midnight on New Year's Eve and we were up in Black Rock. Una Quinn in Dundalk asked me, she's my cardiologist secretary, so I couldn't say no. She asked me to do a gig for her golf club on New Year's Eve and I never do New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But... I did it with Alton Conlon and the band, and at 12 o'clock they all got up and they danced and we broke into all these songs, though, Staying Alive and These Boots Are Made for Walking. And it just came to me that that's what it needed at the time. But these people were as young as myself and some of them older than me, and they were all up dancing for the next half hour. It was incredible.
Lovely.
And we're going off to, I'm getting gigs all over the country. I haven't been to Thurles for years and I've just gotten an offer of gig in Thurles, you know, in April, and go to Australia. And I've billed it as my last tour of Australia and New Zealand because it's quite a way to go.
It is. How long are you going for?
I'm going on the 2nd of March and I'll be back on the 4th of April.
Okay.
A lot of gigs.
Yeah.
But fortunately or unfortunately, they're mostly sold out, so they've added second night. They've even added matinees to some of the ones, yeah.
They're getting every bit out of you.
Getting the last drop out
last
of
last drop for Australia.
Yeah, but I live with an Australian, Kiwi, sorry, Jesus. Oof. Hope you didn't hear. So.
Yeah.
John is from New Zealand.
We'll blank that out.
Yeah. He's from New Zealand. So I go down there and chill down there as well, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
And there's such a huge Irish community out there as well. I presume it's nearly like gigging it.
The last time I was down in 2023, this is not an exaggeration, I swear. Every crossing light I passed in Melbourne, out in St Kilda near the beach, in Sydney, I met an Irish person who was over for a wedding or a christening. Like there were people my age that were over for 3 months.
Right.
I was, every morning we'd go down for a swim and you'd meet somebody every morning. How are you, Mary? What are you doing? I'm doing a gig. You know, we're over for a wedding or we're over for a christening. So the families that are retired are spending 2 and 3 months down there with their kids, you know.
Well, it's huge. And I mean, you're lucky to have yours very close to you, but there's so many people who are having those twins born or the babies born thousands of miles away.
Yeah. And it's like when my uncle went to New Zealand, he immigrated like in the 60s and nobody saw him for 40 or 50 years. And we used to get little tapes in the post every Christmas and we used to write to each other. But I know all those cousins now and my aunt and uncle. I got to know them and, you know.
Yeah. One of the things the internet's been wonderful for.
Yeah, but travel became cheaper. I mean, you couldn't afford to bring 5 kids back from New Zealand, you know, when he went down there. And my parents never went down to visit him, you know. So
To go back to your roots in Galway, you walked to school with Catherine Connolly, is that right?
I stepped out with her brother.
Oh, there you go.
Michael Connolly and I were an item. We even ran away together, famously. Stole a boat and from the Galway Rowing Club and rowed up the Corrib. The whole town was out looking for us. But
how long did you spend gone?
About 4 hours. But we had intended to go forever, but it got kind of cold. I always tell that story before I sing a song called I'd Rather Go Blind. Because we were separated then, and we weren't allowed to see each other anymore because we were bad for each other.
Right.
Like,
bad influence.
Dean, like,
who was the bad influence on who now?
I asked him when I was writing my book if I could tell the story. He was a doctor, and I said, what did we do? He said, well, you talked all the time. And he rowed the boat, and we had our lunch, and then we went home.
And that was your grand adventure?
And that was our big adventure.
Up the Corrib.
Yeah. Up the Corrib, yeah. We used to Mitch school every day almost, and we used to go into all the churches in Galway and light candles and not pay for them. Real difficult, like really bad stuff.
Proper trouble,
real
like,
sin,
you know.
But they were big sins, you know.
Back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day.
It's funny the way these things change, isn't it?
That's what we did.
Now your ex's sister is the president.
This is right, yes.
And you're touring Australia and New Zealand. And the three Olympics. Any tickets left for that? I'd be surprised.
There's few tickets left for that, but they're the ones up the back end, the ones with restricted view. But no, there's about 100 tickets left. I checked last night on the website. And loads of gigs coming up this year, and loads of festivals, and... I'm out and about with Frannan and Sheridan. Mm-hmm. Francis and Sharon, we're doing 6 gigs this year as well. We still do that. The three of us go off together with the band, and we're doing the Millennium in Derry and the Ulster Hall. These places have just all opened up to us in the past couple of years. It's incredible.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic to see you as busy and enjoying it as much, I think.
I love it more than ever. And I know, and everybody knows that as well, which is incredible.
Well, you can guess, if you want to be one of those 100 still in the crowd, you can still get those tickets for the Three Olympia. Mary Cochran, thank you
Thanks
so much.
Thanks very
for
much.
In.
Thank you.
Enjoy your tour and enjoy your grandkids, more importantly.
I will. Importantly. Yeah, I'll come see them now.
Yeah.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.